Hello and welcome back to Dr. Quackers, and today we're reviewing Species 2, the sequel to the sci-fi horror movie written by a 13-year-old boy. The first movie, essentially being the wet dream that a boy would have about a killer female alien. It's basically softcore porn, the first movie, at least a large amount of it. However, this movie is much more of a horror movie than the first one. This movie starts with a mission to Mars, where a trio of astronauts are there to collect soil and bring it back to Earth. They unknowingly bring a bacteria that was dormant in the soil, a sentient goo that seems to be from the same species that contacted Earth with the new genetic code, which infects two of the astronauts. This makes them change like Syl in the first movie. Also, they made another hybrid from the other fertilized egg mentioned in the beginning of the first movie. This one was changed, though, to prevent what happened in the first one, making the alien attributes more dormant. Her name is Eve, which is very on the nose, and even they say that in the movie. A good chunk of the cast of the first one returns as their characters, while adding some new characters that are better written, in my opinion. The female astronaut dies first after she has sex with her boyfriend, and a new hybrid baby bursts through her stomach due to the rapid pregnancy. The male astronaut that is infected is changed and transformed into a male of the alien-human hybrid, making a new generation of hybrids by impregnating a large number of women, which then are killed by the almost instantaneous reproduction. Eventually, Eve gets psychically linked to him, and they are drawn to each other, which leads to the original characters from the first one tracking them down and killing the hybrids before they spread. I liked the first one. The female isn't evil. She does initially, you know, try to mate with him because they're psychically linked. But that's in their weird alien forms, and they make like this weird cocoon thing. But, you know, due to her nature being more human this time, she realizes that he's a threat and tries to help. Unfortunately, she is killed by the stronger male. So that was weird. It's a weird movie. to be honest, I was surprised that I actually didn't mind this movie. Don't get me wrong, I wouldn't call it a good movie, but I had fun with this movie. It is better than the first one. This movie still has a lot of ass and titties, but the idea is a lot scarier with it being a male villain and the gruesome ends the women meet. He essentially is just prowling the area, sleeping with as many women as possible. You don't see it as much, which is what makes it more the horror. You just see the aftermath of their bodies literally being obliterated by the essentially like alien, like the xenomorph explosion, but way bigger, and their stomachs explode everywhere. It's gross. And, you know, the practical effects look pretty good for that. I was surprised by that. The special effects in the Earth are a little eh. But the practical effects look pretty good. And I think the aliens look better, like when they are in their alien forms, it looks better than they did in the first one. They don't have that. I mean, they're still weird. They still got that fucking nipple tentacle thing, but like, it's not as emphasized in this one, which is why I think it works better. The first movie's very horny, and this one seems to be like they're horny, but it's actually, you know, a real big danger here. And the focus is more on like, how do we stop him from killing all these women and making these aliens that are going to essentially kill off the human race and take over the planet. It's more interesting. So, yeah, which is why I think it's its biggest improvement. And it's, you know, doesn't feel like a 13-year-old boy's wet dream. So, yeah, that's what adds to it. And I had fun. And what's, you know, you can't ask much more from these kinds of horror movies. Just goofy horror sci-fi with ass and titties. It's just there to entertain. So, overall, I give this movie a 5 out of 10. It's an average sci-fi horror. I didn't think it was that bad. It had some interesting moments. It has some decent actors in it, which was also surprising, like in the first one. And it's better written, which was also shocking. Usually to movies like this, they get way more ass and titties and get even dumber, but I actually thought this one was better. So, interesting. That's all I gotta say. So, Well, I hope you enjoyed this review. If you did, I've reviewed the first one, Species. If you haven't already heard my review of that, you should check that out. I've also reviewed all kinds of other movies, TV shows, and anime. So if you want to check that out, that's also highly appreciated. You should drop a follow on whatever app streaming through. That way you get a notification when I post a review. So thank you, and I hope you have a fantastic day, my friend.